Hey, hey, Anchor. How you be? It's Courtney with Intelligent Change. Today is Wednesday, August 16th, and you know what that means. It's hump day. So just focus on like getting through the day, enjoying the hump, and using it as kind of a launching pad. So just thinking on the subject and the concept of hump day, that little hump that you got to get over to get to the next level. And one of the questions that I've been thinking a lot about over the past 7 years, if a group of tech engineers trying to make a lot of money and trying to cover up their behavior decided to erase you from the internet, to erase your very existence, would it be possible? That's a question that I've been wrestling with for the past 7 years as I've watched my websites be hacked repeatedly until I took them down, as I've watched someone in England, in the UK, who was using my name and like blatantly used every bit of Google to try and erase basically the existence of any Courtney Jones that was not them. And it's like looking more and more at the ability to use technology to punish those who do not agree with you. So I'm Courtney, you're awesome, and I'll be exploring this today, what it takes to get over the humps and the ups, downs, and in-betweens to launch into the life that you really want. So, I was almost erased from the internet. It was weird. It was offensive. It was intentional. That, I think, is still probably the worst part. So, yes, I was almost erased from the internet, and it was done on purpose. Now, when Google first introduced the ability to erase personal data about yourself from search results, it was intended to be a help, not a way to erase your competitors. Called Right to be Forgotten, it was part of a landmark privacy decision by the EU Court of Justice. Now, that's the European Union. And it applied across the European Union, but also included US-based companies like Google and Facebook. In response, Google created an online form which allowed you to submit a link to personal information and posts that linked to you and had incorrect or potentially embarrassing data removed. The European Court ruled, quote, inadequate, irrelevant, or no longer relevant, or excessive in relation to the purposes for which they were processed, end quote. In a statement to CNET, Google's lawyers agreed to remove results in Google sites across the European Union, but argued that applying the European ruling to U.S. publications in the U.S. search results would be, quote, absurd. Hey, 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 it's Courtney Jones with Intelligent Change. You know how we do, helping micro entrepreneurs flow in the ups, down, and in between of living life and growing a business in a digital world. A tech geek, like who's been immersed in the web culture and moving comfortably around on the internet since the early 90s, I'm always fascinated with how, almost without our noticing, the digital world is snuck in and sometimes almost surpassed the physical world and its cultural, community, and communication norms completely. Today, I'm looking at the idea, which maybe even a few years ago might have seemed far-fetched, but in our current digital culture, I'm looking at, is it possible to be erased in a digital world? And posing the question, if you can't be found on the internet, does that mean you don't exist? Although I speak constantly on the topics of diverse mindset, resilience, and empathy for self and others, and the power of emotional intelligence, especially in business, I consult with individual micro entrepreneurs and small business owners. But over the last couple of years, I've found myself going down a completely unexpected path. A rabbit hole, if you will. and becoming way more knowledgeable than I ever thought or wanted to be. Delving into the murky world of cyberspace, cybersecurity, and protecting your personal identity online. Mostly as a startled reaction to what had been an almost surreal experience of my own, having my privacy invaded both online and off, including texts, emails, phone calls and devices, and numerous domains and websites hacked repeatedly. You know those denial of service attacks you hear about? Yeah, those. And for me, I realized something was truly going on when I had a difficult time finding some of my earlier stuff, even in the Wayback Machine. While I was still using my own domains, I documented extensively what I was going through, posting the screenshots wherever possible, and shared the articles, blogs, and websites, and the many resources I found for understanding hackers, hacking, and why someone would think this was a good idea. So, throughout the episode, I'm going to share with you my best tips for protecting your sanity and private data while increasing your presence online. So, I'm Courtney, you are awesome, so stay tuned. It's Intelligent Change. So from work at home scammers needing me to deposit a check, overzealous advertisers and marketers desperate to catch my attention and sell me something, really mean and far from the internet spirit of diversity and inclusion business competitors, not to mention tech influencers and engineers with an axe to grind, the web, although it's always been a wild, wild west, it has definitely felt like a pretty unfriendly place the last couple of years. I thought nothing of it as I declined the offer of yet another freelance customer service position on Upwork, a freelancing site online. The caller seemed brusque and slightly disapproving as I described my work as a success mindset coach and consultant and speaker, and even more so when I expressed surprise at being asked to pay for training on answering the phones, especially after it stating on my resume my close to 20 years of customer service and client services and trainer positions. So, as she shared the background on the company's strong ties with major companies like Apple and Disney and Amazon, and it definitely piqued my interest. But the conversation had gone quickly downhill as my caller leaned in and whispered forcefully into the phone about how this was an American company, only interested in hiring other Americans to make America great again and save jobs. Well, if you know me, then you know extremism of any sort really creeps me out. And when you mix that in with being asked to pay for employment, it can get real creepy real fast. I know, crazy, right? And it's pretty ironic that I may have spent the last several years having my most private thoughts and best strategies for overcoming adversity, from seeing a situation from a 360-degree perception, and getting your ideas heard in a noisy world. Although it's been ignored by my peers, my liberal friends, and hipster, metaphysical, love-the-world kind of group, all of whom could not really see the value in not only the coaching and consulting, the speaking that I do, the mindset shifts that I encourage, couldn't really see those as valuable from a diversity or inclusion standpoint in the business world. And it's been really ironic to think that that those very ideas, while shunned by those that I was trying to share them with, were really embraced by, by for me, a very unexpected group of people. And it seems that at the same time that I was being erased, If you followed me for any length of time, you know that part of the ups, downs, and in-betweens of life and living in a digital world, especially online, for me, it's included not only incredible shifts and transformations and even upheavals in my business life, but also in my personal life as well. And I've been kind of stunned, and I'm still kind of being a little surprised to find out just the level of... I'm realizing that at the same time that I was being erased, I was hearing whole passages of text messages and phone calls and conversations, a lot of which during this time I was in my personal relationship was having an incredible breakdown in communication. So a lot of our best disagreements were done through text or email, where me being a pretty big reader, focused on communication and articulate communication, felt that I could convey a lot of what I was trying to say. I use a lot of metaphors and similes when I talk. I kind of have my own language in reference to certain things and contexts. So for me, writing those out helped him actually be able to understand what I was saying without feeling the pressure of the face-to-face argument. So it was really interesting and ironic to hear bits and pieces and of those excerpts taken incredibly out of context, but actually spewing out of the mouths of extremely alternative right individuals and mindsets and ideologies that had kind of taken my words and kind of twisted the context in a way in their speeches and commentary that seemed to be really designed to be incredibly divisive, to really roll back some of our mindsets and our freedoms and a lot of what we consider the American way of life. Ironic, right? Okay, so I've got a flat rate or a package rate that I charge when I'm working with my business consulting clients. And I actually have a package rate and an hourly that's still in the package for my coaching clients, micro entrepreneurs that I work one-on-one with, to just really blast through the obstacles and move towards setting and meeting goals. But I don't know, what should I charge a bunch of freaked out alt-right weirdos who really believe that data mining someone's private life is so okay that they can take words out of my mouth and feed them to a hostile, hateful population? And I'm sure they got paid a lot of money for that. So what should I, Courtney with Intelligent Change, what should I charge this group of freaks that have been taking words out of my mouth, but yet blocking me from putting money in my pocket, in my business, and in my life through my honest work, my honest writing, through my honest content, and my big ideas for close to 7 years? What do you charge a group of leaders who behave like that? I'm Courtney with Intelligent Change. You're awesome. Call in, leave your comments. What do you think? I'm all about hearing your ideas this morning. And I just want to know, we see how the world's kind of gone topsy-turvy since 2012. We went from love and unity and one whole world of greatness and peace to literally a devolution. A hostility, a president that wavers and waffles about whether he should call out people's bad behavior or not. Well, call me presidential because I have no problem doing that. And I haven't for many years. Maybe it's why it's been harder and harder for the average person to hear what I have to say. So go ahead, call in, leave your comments. Let me know about your experiences that you might have had. Let me know about your experiences online with just having a backlash because people just don't agree with what you have to say. Weird, right? Especially here in the land of the free. So I'm Courtney, you're awesome. Until we talk again, go be it. Peace.